This is St. Louis Public Radio. About 1 in 3 Missourians are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and some are relishing the freedom to resume certain activities, like dining out or gathering with friends and family. But others are struggling with feelings of anxiety even after they're vaccinated. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon spoke with Allison Minotti, director of the Center for OCD and Anxiety-Related Disorders, about how to manage it.
Often when people experience anxiety, it's really about the unknown. And the pandemic has just been about uncertainty in its purest form. We've all been getting this information about how dangerous this virus is, how important it is for us to engage in these actions to keep ourselves safe and other people safe. And there's been some reasonable fear and obviously some anxiety about that. And that's just not going to change overnight because one day you get a vaccine.
How much of this anxiety that people are feeling right now do you think is connected to decision fatigue, where we're having to assess risks and make decisions constantly?
It's definitely exhausting. Like, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people, is that it's just like, gosh, every little decision, all of the decisions that we used to make that you just wouldn't even think about are now things that you had to really kind of prepare for and think about in advance. And to some degree, there might be some people that, just want to back away from it because that's what's easier to do, is just not to figure out whether or not your kids should be in soccer because it's too exhausting having to weigh the pros and cons and experience the anxiety of, am I making the right decision? For some people, they might say, it's just easier not to put my kids in soccer right now. And again, to some degree, sometimes that's totally appropriate and warranted, especially if it's situational, but it's always just about how far is that avoidance going, and really, are you able to do the things that you want to do and that you need to do?
Where do we draw the line when we say this is a behavior or this is a set of behaviors that's becoming harmful to me?
You know, I think that often really comes back to the individual person's perception of that. So for example, somebody might say, I'm not able to go to the grocery store right now and I need to be able to do that. Or before I go to the grocery store, I need to do a lot of prep work and spend 10 minutes, decontaminating my grocery cart. And so it's just really arduous and I have to do it in such a way that just isn't sustainable and just makes life really hard. And I often talk about things in such a way of like, it's a problem if it's a problem for you. Like, nobody else can make that determination about what is acceptable for you in your life, but it's about you being able to do the things that you want to the way that you want to. And if something is getting in the way of that, then there's something you can do about it.
For someone who is feeling this sense of anxiety and stress about trying to return to certain activities, what kinds of coping strategies might you suggest for them?
In terms of, reintegrating, I think it's really helpful to figure out what your goals for yourself are. Like, what are the most important things that you're trying to accomplish or that you feel anxious about but want to be able to do? And then figuring out how you can take steps toward that. Basically, that boils down to this notion of taking it slow. Dipping your toe in the water, waiting until you acclimate to it, and then getting in the water a little bit more. What that looks like is going to be different for everybody based on what particular concerns they have and what's been difficult for them to do in their lives. So maybe it's, keeping your camera on for more of meetings that you have. Maybe that's even the first step before you're even thinking about being back in person with people. Maybe once you get to that point, it's going to a store when you know it's not going to be really crowded and still keeping your distance, and staying for a short period of time, and just kind of starting to take steps closer to being able to do what you used to do.
That was psychologist Allison Minotti speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon.